And we now bring you a recurring segment we're calling On the Ledge, you know, about goings-on with the state legislature. For anyone who thought the battle over Medicaid expansion at the state capitol ended with last year's session, well, yeah, about that. A state House committee yesterday approved two bills dealing with Medicaid. Speaker Andy Tobin's would, among other things, put a five-year cap on recipients and require them to prove they're looking for work. The second bill would repeal the expansion approved last year altogether. Representative Adam Quasman is that measure sponsor.
I believe we have a chance with this bill to be real responsible stewards of our state's health care, because every sign at the federal level points to a complete collapse of Obamacare. We have new information since last year, and showing that if we can remove this program before its claws get deep into the economy and bankrupt our state, let's do it now.
Do you think that you have enough votes to get this through the House and Senate?
I don't know. I think we have some new information. So I'll give you an example. There are some rural supporters from this bill that claimed that Obamacare needed to be passed in Arizona, and these are Republicans, needed to be passed because hospitals are getting overrun in costs. But when you have the Oregon study, and this is an MIT Harvard randomized controlled experiment that just came out, the study came out in January of this year, and they showed that Medicaid coverage increased department use. That's a 40% increase in hospital costs, and that with no measurable health benefits. So now that they know that, maybe they'll change their mind. Barring that, I believe the fight is still worth fighting, even if it does not get passed this year, just like they're doing in the House, in the U.S. House, and fighters in the U.S. Senate like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul are doing. It's important to keep up the pressure and keep fighting against Obamacare, so that if we do have a change in leadership in next elections, just if we have a different U.S. Senate or we have a different makeup of the Arizona House and Senate and a different governor, we can get this thing passed.
Assuming that the bill was able to pass both the House and Senate, is there a situation under which you can imagine the governor signing a repeal of one of her signature achievements, in her mind at least, from last year?
Absolutely. I wouldn't put it past the governor to evolve on this issue. And I think that now that once again we have new information showing that costs are out of control, and the governor didn't know last year how big of a failure Obama was going to be at the national level.
As you no doubt remember, last year was probably not the most fun for a lot of lawmakers. There was talk of a lot of hurt feelings at the end of the session, mostly because of Medicaid. Do you think that running a bill like this and having this debate, kind of having a lot of the same debate about this issue again, might reopen some of those wounds to the extent that they've healed between the end of last session and the beginning of this one?
I didn't come to the Arizona legislature to make friends. I came to fight for liberty, limited government, and our constitutional process. And that's what I'm doing every day for the citizens of LD 11. And that's what's demanded of us.
Republican State Representative Adam Quasman of Oro Valley. We should also mention that both he and Andy Tobin are running for Congress this year in Congressional District 1.
Although political reality makes it clear that attempts to overturn the Medicaid expansion will most likely hit a dead end, former Republican legislative leader Chris Hurstum says the efforts by Representative Quasman and Speaker Tobin are hardly surprising.
This is obviously political grandstanding by two congressional district candidates. Both Adam Quasman and the Speaker of the House, Andy Tobin, are running for CD1. They want the opportunity to run against the incumbent Ann Kirkpatrick, and they, as well as a couple other candidates, are in a Republican primary. We should remember that while it was just 8 months ago that the governor signed into law this Medicaid expansion proposal that they're trying to put obstacles in front of or repeal, we're just 6.5 months away from the August 26th Republican primary, and these bills are blatant appeals to Tea Party type Republicans that will be dominant in the Republican primary. They both want to win the primary, and they're clearly veering to the right.
How much does this remind you of what has gone on in Congress, this idea of trying to overturn the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare?
It mirrors what's happening at the federal level. Why are the Republicans, particularly in the House, in Congress, still trying to introduce legislation to stop Obamacare? It plays well amongst Republican primary voters, and clearly it's an attempt to score politically. It's really sad, in my opinion, that we have come, frankly, to expect our elected officials to demonstrate their political ambitions by using their current positions to campaign for other offices. This is the case in the Congressional District 1 race. This was predicted before the session began, that Quasman and Tobin would try to outdo each other on selected issues, such as Obamacare, and we're seeing it unfold right before our eyes.
Considering all the bitter feelings from the end of the previous legislative session in getting the Medicaid expansion passed, Chris, is this a sign that budget negotiations are going to be that much tougher based on what the governor wants to do?
They know that these bills are not going to go all the way, that they'll either be vetoed or that the federal government will deny making the changes that Tobin wants to make to our Medicaid system. They know that Governor Brewer is going to stick with her Medicaid expansion and restoration proposal as well. I don't think that that's going to impact the budget negotiations also. Remember, the Republican leadership knows that if they don't cut a deal with the governor on the budget, the bipartisan coalition could be utilized again, and the governor would probably still get what she wants in her budget. So I think it's in all the Republicans' best interest to strike a deal, and I expect that to happen a couple months from now.
Former GOP legislative leader Chris Hurstum.